Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about getting ready for forest planting. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Hardwood Specialist. Randy, today you want to talk about some things that we have to have actually completed before we can do our tree planting for early next year.
That's correct, Amy. But because our state stretches from the Mid-South, say Memphis, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, that means based on your location, getting ready will involve a different set of timing. The first thing that you have to be sure to do is to complete, no matter what part of the state you live in, is your seedling orders. These should already have been done by now, and you can use a various number of nurseries. A lot of people get caught by waiting too long to order their seedlings, and then they're scrambling to find whatever seedlings that are left. When this happens, you may get lucky and get what you want, but in most cases, you're going to be limited to only the seedlings that are left, which in the long run may not be what you wanted, and they could show up later in the revenue stream that you would make on the trees at harvest time. For hardwoods, it's very important that you order the species of seedlings that fit your specific soil conditions. An inability to plant the correct species could have severe consequences even during the first few years following your planting. The trees might become stressed and severe mortality could take place, thus losing your investment and then needing to replant the second time. In addition, the hardwood seedlings are fairly expensive, so you want to make sure that you purchase not only the correct species, but high quality seedlings as well. Today, most of the hardwood seedlings are planted for recreational purposes, such as hunting. You would want to make sure that the species, let's say an oak, is the one that is best suited for your type of wildlife. For pine, they are more typical planted as revenue stream species and can be planted from the Gulf Coast all the way to Corinth, Mississippi. Subsequently, you may want to make sure that the seedlings you order fits your geographic location. In pine, I really mean more specifically loblolly casein. Loblolly pine, you have a variety of different genetic types that range from open pollinated first generation seedlings all the way to full sip seedlings and even clonal seedlings, which we refer to as varietals. Another thing that you have to decide is whether you want bare root seedlings or containerized seedlings. While bare root have been the standard for seedlings for decades, containerized seedlings are gaining in popularity because of better survival on more stressed sites. Again, knowing what you want and ordering early provides you with a wide variety of material and getting exactly the type of seedlings that fit your objectives.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's just say that we have our seedlings ordered. Now, what's next?
Well, the next step is to have your site preparation completed during the summer and early fall months, as right now we're getting into that season. I see a lot of landowners wait way too long and then fighting weather conditions, in some cases not getting this critical part completed. If you're located in the southern part of the state, you may even want to plant during the fall rather than waiting for cooler conditions. That means you need to get this completed as soon as possible in the summer months so that the site is ready for your fall planting. If you're wanting to plant during the colder months, then you have a little wider window of time, but this needs to be completed before November. Site preparation in forestry is exactly the same goal as you're preparing your garden for planting, but on a larger scale, as you have to deal with large tree material that's left on site after harvesting, as well as virtually it's been wild for decades. Today, chemicals play a key role in getting the site ready by killing any unwanted vegetation, then possibly burning to allow better planter access to the site. With all this done, you can also do mechanically site prep if you want, but it may result in soil movement and loss of site productivity from your area. Of course, if you have a consultant, a lot of this will be taken care of, but if you're planning to do it yourself, a lot of this type of information is found on the Forestry Extension website.
Okay, so this website is cfr.msstate.edu, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, hardwood specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.